Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin, and she's not quite on their headset, microphone, earphones yet. She's trying to get prepared. I'm getting dressed while while we're talking, so it's a mad rush around here to get ready for the Delmarva Outdoor Show. I think we have Rudy on the line. Good morning, Rudy. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing well. And you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. No complaints.
Yeah, I'm calling to thank both you and Robin for your generous gift.
Okay.
Environmental Center, that was really, really unexpected. First of all, I didn't expect you to do that at all, but, you know, that many implements that you donated is really, wow. it'll outlive me, that's put it that way.
Cool. We're just glad you enjoy it. That's good.
Absolutely.
It's for the kids, Rudy. It's not for you.
It'll be put to very good use on the 13th. We've got a big thing on fish that day, and we'll be dissecting a bunch of fish and doing a grand tour of the internal organs.
A grand tour of the internal organs.
I used to love doing that.
Oh, maybe you want to stop by.
When is it?
It's Wednesday the 13th. Keep it in mind. At the Environmental Center. There's a program there called Life. Can I talk about this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's called Life Legacy for the Environment, and it's mostly aimed at adults. Every week they have a different speaker come in or speakers come in and talk about various things like geology, fish biology, wildlife.
Cool.
Plants. Yeah. And so the 13th, it'll be about 10 o'clock, we'll be starting. And Dave Sikorsky, who's been a guest on your show before, he and I will tag team on the lecture part, and then we'll do some dissections and go down to the beach and pull some seines and show folks the local small fish that most people ignore.
Oh, like the spot tails and all that stuff, huh?
Silversides, anchovies, we'll go to the oyster bars, look at blennies, gobies, skillet fish, things people, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really neat. I wish I could. I got my grandkids on Wednesdays.
Yep.
Okay, understood. Oh, also, I was calling to invite you to a bingo. I think you said you were a fan of bingo.
A bingo?
Oh, yeah. When's that?
No.
Okay, the 29th at the Environmental Center is called Haunted Bingo.
Haunted Bingo.
I will look into what we're doing with my grandson's birthday, but no, that should be all right for that.
October.
October 29th.
Yeah.
October 29th, yes.
Hold on. I'm going to put it on my calendar. And do we get tickets somewhere? I mean, I'll be glad to get tickets. I just need to know where.
At the Environmental Center. I'll take care of them for you. No problem.
Okay. What time is it?
It's at 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Can we do that, Alan?
I have to look at my calendar, but I don't see why not.
Okay.
All right. And also, I'm not going to mention the name of the place, but Vicki Paulus, the young lady who put together the book on foxes.
Yes.
She'll be giving a talk at a local garden place. I'll talk to you personally. I won't mention their name.
Okay.
On the 16th.
Okay. Sounds good.
On the shore, so it's close to home.
Oh, cool. That'd be really neat.
Sounds good, buddy. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, I would love to know about that. And I love bingo. That would be really fun, hon.
That's ingrained in your DNA from your grandmother, Grammy. Or
she took me to my first bingo thing at age 5, and ever since then, I am.
So.
Very good. Okay. Well,
all right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Rudy, you got me excited about that.
Sounds good, buddy. I think Rudy left.
Okay, Rudy, if you hear me, have a good one.
All right. Vern, did any of those folks stay on the line or call back? Both there. So that would be Joe in Westminster. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing? Hello, Joe. Call back, Joe. Bob on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How you
morning.
Doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Oh, pretty good. What's up?
I got several different things I just wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
Have you noticed the increase in black squirrels in the area?
In Easton, yeah.
In Easton, in our backyard, yeah. Exactly. I can't tell you. There's so many different variations here in our yard. It's unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
We've got gray ones with white tails and white ones with black spots and black ones with white spots and gray spots and tips of their tails. And yeah, they're all over the place. I saw a pure black squirrel chasing one of the grays with the white tails across the street the other day, back and forth. So I'm assuming we're going to have some other hybrids as well. So
yeah,
well, actually, it's not really a hybrid, is it? It's two different species. It's the same species. It's just a coloration thing. Don't know that that's hybrid or not.
I just noticed a large increase in them.
Yeah,
I was thinking about taking a bunch of them to Queenstown and see what happens. If you're not familiar with Queenstown.
Oh, yes, I am. The white squirrel.
That's right.
Well, we can tell you what happens. We've got pictures.
We've got some here.
Yeah, we've named a few of them. So we have black squirrels with sable tails. We have a all black squirrel. When I first came here was Tippy, little 1-inch white tip on his tail. We have squirrels that are pure smoke color gray. There's just any, you name it.
Bob, do you get on Facebook?
Yes.
I will post when I get a chance later on today. It won't be right away, but I will post some pictures of the squirrels on our The Outdoorsman Radio Show Facebook page. I will post some of our famous squirrels we talk about.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing them.
The other
question I have is, have you heard how they're catching crabs now? Are they catching any crabs?
And I'm seeing some big crabs. I'm finally starting to see some prices come down a little bit. Saw $40 for a dozen large the other day. That's the lowest I've seen, or a dozen number ones. That's the lowest I've seen all season. They've been running $50, $55.
I was going to say you got to take a home equity loan out to get a bushel.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
So
it's funny you said Queenstown. My dad lives in Queenstown, and the white squirrels were very famous.
Yep.
Yes, they've been there forever.
I feel like I've been here forever. Trust me.
And what about white perch? Are you catching many white perch?
I'm hearing a few good reports on white perch. Some big fish out there.
I've been looking for fillets.
Robin keeps bugging me about fillets.
That's the best eating there is.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Everybody that fishes bait for white perch likes to use bloodworms. You know, I got to tell you, folks, save some money and just use night crawlers. You can just do just as well. White perch is not that selective.
No, they're not.
I don't know. I really think they bite on my bloodworms better. But that's just a personal thing from being a kid.
I have a personal bias against bloodworms.
I know you do.
Ever since one bit me on the web of between my thumb and my forefinger.
Oh, but you were going to have our grandchildren harvest bloodworms up in Maine so we could move up there.
Well, they're going to have to do something during their keep.
They'll bite on little small minnows too.
Oh yeah, they'll bite on a twister tail. You know, yeah. Tim Sherman loves fishing for white perch. He fishes at Fort McHenry and all that area over there, and he does a little tandem thing with twisters or little swim baits, little shads, you know, in different colors.
That's funny. You bring back some real memories for me today, because on Dad's dock down where his office was in Graysonville, we would fish for white perch, and we would fish for yellow perch, and we fish for sunfish. And we always put a minnow trap in to catch some bait, too. You know, it was so much fun.
His office was right on that creek there, wasn't it?
Winchester Creek, yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, well, I won't keep you all.
Well, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Have a blessed day.
You have
you
a super day.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
All right. Vern, I'm at a loss. Do we have any callers on the line? Not right now. Well, it would be a good time to tell the folks about Clyde's Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. I was reading about a new caliber that was developed by Browning and I believe Winchester, and it's the 6.8. It is a kind of a short magnum-looking thing, but it's a 6.8 caliber, which the ballistic coefficient is just fantastic. But I don't know if any of the firearms that I'm going to tell you about are stocked in the 6.8. You can certainly inquire. I would recommend taking a look at that in the X-Bolt from Browning. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. The X-Bolt comes in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers. It's got an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. It is a very, very accurate firearm. Okay. Then there's the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. The Hell's Canyon comes in the arid urban camouflage with a composite stock, a fluted sporter barrel that has a Cerakote finish, and a threaded muzzle brake. Also a detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action, and select calibers. There's three different models of the Hell's Canyon. There's the Speed for the it's a little lighter, shorter barrel gun for, you know, toting in the mountains. There's the Long Range, and then there's the McMillan model. So you can check that all out. And if you're watching McMillan on the Outdoor Channel, he's a pretty interesting guy. So there you go. The X-Bolt, X-Bolt, X-Bolt. Big game, centerfire rifles in all calibers. You might want to check it out at your hunting headquarters, your Browning, full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number there is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. There you go. You know what? Fall is right around the corner. No, it's not. That's what the script says, but fall is here, and I can't wait till it gets a little cooler, and you still have plenty of time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection, a huge selection, an enormous selection, I can't say it big enough. Weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs, those very comfortable Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas presents for the kids or grandkids, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And here at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to, you know, set fire to your backyard. I mean, warm up your backyard on those chilly evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thank you.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
All right. Thank you, Hank. We appreciate that, buddy. That's for sure. Okay, we got the note from Captain Don. Big black top perch, white perch with night crawlers and spinners. Yes, sir. That's the way to do it. That's a standard perch bait, by the way. You can use an Erie Deary. You can use a MEP spinner, a single hook MEP spinner with a piece of night crawler on it. They're attracted to the flash, and then they bite the bait. That's the way to do it. We love it. We love it. That's a great way to go. Trolling, too. Casting or trolling, either one. Josh, our buddy Josh, checked in on the 6.8 Western, basically a slight and shortened 270 Winchester short mag case that has a longer, heavier projectile seated. This is the Sammy chamber is cut deeper to accommodate the longer bullets compared to the WSM. Winchester short mag. You can have an excellent round in any cartridge if you cut the chamber deep. I'm trying to read this and figure it out for you. Magazine length allows, and long bullet for caliber projectiles are available. What I like is it is a current offering that almost matches one of the best rounds ever made that is now obsolete from production rifles, the 7mm short action Ultramag. The 7mm short action Ultramag is a great round, and the 6.8 Western comes darn close. So, anyway, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now, just a suggestion. Got it. I think. Our phone number here, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome your phone call here to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Talk about anything you want to talk about, fishing, hunting related, you name it. We will be more than glad to talk about it. How about that? Anybody seen any really, really nice deer out in the fields these days? I think since the corn has been cut, you might start seeing them, but we're kind of in the pre-rut. The bucks are, banging antlers. If you're a rattler, this is the time to get out there and do a little rattling. You might attract some attention, you bow hunters. But we are seeing a few nice deer. No more velvet deer. Most of the deer are in hard antler anymore, so. But they'll start to move on these cold days. We just had a consistent weather pattern here. We haven't had any real disruptions in the weather pattern as far as, different winds or different fronts coming through. I think that's all going to change this coming week with the with the low pressure front coming in and the rain and so forth, that might change things up a little bit. But I think the early muzzleloader season is just going to be fantastic. How about you sika deer hunters? Now, I was out Friday a week ago and heard a number of stags bugling. I don't know if that has increased, but I like to wait till after the new moon in October to really start hearing those sika stags cranked up. We're seeing, trail cam pictures and stuff like that on social media, but, anyway. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and we just keep getting, oh, man, Josh, look at that bad boy. You've been growing that one for a while. Is that one in Pennsylvania? He's a dandy. What is he, 10? Or yeah, he's 10. Wow, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, there's a couple nice ones. I think our buddy Chuck harvested a nice doe the other day with his crossbow. From what I understand from the cryptic message I got, that it's now on his hitch hauler. I assume that means there's a deer on his hitch hauler. Anyway, 410-922-6680. Vernon, how we doing, buddy? You screening a call?
Currently, no. We've got open lines.
Open lines? What's going on here? My texts are blowing up. Texts are blowing up. I'm going to enjoy it, but we got to get some of these folks on the air. Yes, indeed. A lot of nice deer showing up on trail cameras. No question. No question about it. All nocturnal. Not a whole lot of daytime pictures. We are seeing some bears. People sending trail cameras of bears all over the state. A lot of them coming into Carroll County. A few in Baltimore County on the reservoir properties. So, the bears are extending their eastward trek from Western Maryland. So nobody in our group got a bear tag this year, so we'll kind of be setting it out here in the last week of October. Might do some deer hunting, which is that's fine too, no problem at all, or some late season fishing. So let's see. Yes, a nice deer would be one that waves when you go by. That's correct, Donna. That's a nice one. And, that would be a polite one. When I say nice, it's a term I use a lot because I see a lot of deer. And, deer with a nice set of, an outstanding set of antlers is a nice deer. How's that sound? So, oh, my goodness. So, news from Bucks, Bears, Stags. We've measured a couple of sika deer in the past. They're not in the record book yet, but they will be. One of those is a new record for picked up deer. The story about this deer is that a bow hunter shot this deer and couldn't find it, and a landowner went out a few days later and found the deer and picked it up. The deer, of course, was past any usable part of it, but he claimed the skull and the antlers, of course, got a tag for it. But it was such an incredible deer. Our buddy Doug Wigfield scored it, our sika deer expert, the inventor of the sika seducer call, dougwigfield.com, if you're interested in that. Doug measured this deer, and he said it's the only deer that I think he's ever measured where both antlers were 16 and a half inches long. The main beams were 16 and a half inches. But it didn't have 6 points. It was not a 6 point, but it still ranks number one in the pickup category. So we're very happy with that. And I don't remember the overall score. I think it was over 70-something. So, feel free to comment, folks. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Any questions about sika deer, I'll try to answer them. They do start their breeding season about a month before the whitetail breeding season, so we're getting real close to that here in the early part of October to mid-October is prime time, and, early muzzleloader is a favorite time to go, at least for me. Now, last year, I wasn't too successful. I did see a really nice stag. I couldn't get a good shot at him. All I could see was the back of his antlers. I didn't know if he was branch antlers or not, but he seemed like it was. And then the next time I saw him, he was gone across a little, you know, 10-yard clear cut and didn't get a shot at him. The next day, landowner's son killed him. He was a really nice six-point stag, and, you know, I'm sorry I muffed the opportunity on him, but you know what? I'll stick by my decision not to shoot because of not having a clear shot, or, you know, I didn't want to rush it, so, and wound the animal. That deer was seen pushing eight female deer, eight hinds, 500 yards from me about 20 minutes after I saw him. So, you know, we know they're there. We know they're there. So, yeah, there are, Vern, guided deer hunts in Maryland. Yes, there are plenty of outfitters that can take folks for whitetail and seek a deer. And that's a very interesting question. You know, game trail cameras and that type of thing. Oh, my goodness, I can't keep up with the text more so than the phone calls. So, all right, folks have to hold on. I need to get my helper back here because I'm getting inundated with text, and it's okay. I'll just keep yakking here, you know, questions that are coming in. So let me calm down here and do something and get my stuff together here. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you about our friends at Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. I talked to Len Marsh yesterday and thanked him again for getting our bows straightened out. And, you know, I increased the poundage on mine a little bit. I was watching Ted Nugent the other day, you know, and I've interviewed Ted Nugent. I've been in his three different times, been in his presence, and, you know, Ted's Ted. I'll just say that. But Ted is now shooting a 50-pound bow. Ted's over 70 years old. And you know what? I admire him for admitting that he's not pulling back some 65-pound, you know, super bow like I used to pull. You know, 65 pounds is a lot of pressure, and I used to pull it, but anymore, yeah, I'm 47 pounds. I'm happy with it. I can shoot through anything that I shoot at here in Maryland and be happy with it. I just have to, you know, not try to stretch the range, not try to stretch my imagination to shoot a deer that's out of range. So, you know, I had that poundage increase done and sight adjustment done and a little arrow quiver adjustment done, and then Jacob got his bow set up for him the other day at Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They handle Matthews, including the new V3, Bowtech Diamond, Hoyt, and now the new PSE Evo line for dealers only. Go ahead. Thank you. Okay, crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories, and all will be cut correctly, mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you might have and give you some tips on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow techs. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, and athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compounds, and the bow technician, Corey, he's done some work for me, too, and he's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech, it breaks. Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours. Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. Stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. That phone number, 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. We will be right back.
First weekend of October looking fantastic with sunshine today and warm numbers. Our numbers good 10 degrees warmer than average this afternoon. We're at 81 degrees. 59 our low tonight. Increasing clouds tomorrow, even warmer. High temps in the mid-80s Sunday. Next week marks a change for us with more of an east flow off the Atlantic, bringing a daily dose of rain just about every day, Monday through Friday next week. Heaviest rain looks to be Wednesday, Thursday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to
to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. Test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5 with a $10 weekend pass. Youth 12 and under are free. Now, tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at www.delmarvaoutdoorsexpo.com. And if you're a vendor, feel free to inquire. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. See you there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769. 4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, uh-huh. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I
All right. Proceed to party. Indeed. Let's have a party. So, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing some social media work as far as posting things on our social media pages.
I'm trying. I'm not doing
it. Well, our Bucks, Bears, Stags posts are getting a lot of likes on Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just put a buck up there by the name of Lucky. A dead deer by the name of Lucky. I'm not sure how that figures out, but I want to hear that story. Anyway, Lucky's up there right now. He's on the Outdoorsman Radio Show post. And I don't know how to encourage people on the radio to like the Outdoorsman Radio Show post.
Say it.
I just did. The Outdoorsman Radio Show is on Facebook. I guess if you just went to your search engine and hit Outdoorsman Radio Show, it would bring up the bring up the Facebook page.
Yeah. You know,
it might bring up Ella's Outdoors as well, which is fine. So.
And there'll be pictures of our squirrel later.
Squirrels? Yeah. Do you need any?
Probably.
Okay.
I've got some, but I'll get some from you.
All right. That's cool. Squirrels. That's where you're focused today. I got it. On squirrels.
No, I was just... Never mind.
No, I mean, it's good because we have a lot of different squirrels down here. And I think they should be shared. They're very unique-looking squirrels. What was that one? We have a lot of nicknames for squirrels. I can't remember all of them. Do you remember any of the nicknames?
Pepe.
Pepe was one of them. Yes, we have a squirrel named Pepe. And that was a wild-looking squirrel. And then there's another one that looks similar to that, but I can't remember the names. So they've got black
spooky
dots in them. The what?
Spooky.
Yeah, they're spooky. And I think there's ghost. I can't remember. But there's a lot of them. So we'll try to figure out some squirrel pictures if we can find them and get put them on our The Outdoorsman Radio Show Facebook page. I mean, we're, you know, folks are seeing it and they're liking it and that type of thing, but we've got to...
And the squirrels will be on there. It's not a question,
exactly,
just so you know.
Exactly.
You said it is a question.
Yes. The squirrels will be. Did I say this question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If we can find any.
Well, I think we can find some.
No.
I know we can find some. How's
that? Oh, my God. Yeah. You're driving me crazy right this minute. Just so everybody knows, I know they hear it in my voice. You are driving me absolutely up a wall right this second.
Well, that's because we don't have any callers on the line.
No, that's not why you're driving me up a wall. That's got nothing to do with it.
You're easily frustrated.
No, that's got nothing to do with it either. Don't ever go somewhere with Alan on a timeline. Okay? Just don't.
Why? What do you mean?
Because it's no fun anymore.
What does that mean, it's no fun? Just because I'd like to be on time. That's all.
There's a difference of being on time and being...
annoying?
Something I can't mention anymore.
Okay, we have to talk to Daddy Cool.
Hi, Daddy Cool. Please get me out of this.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good morning.
I woke up early. Yeah, this is Daddy Cool. I'm going to find out... from both of you, I want to go hunting for two-legged deer.
Ah, good luck.
It's about that time. My lady passed away. And,
no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I loved her dearly.
I'm sure. Did you? Yeah. Are you computer literate? Are you online any at all, Daddy Cool?
No, I got a computer. It was my wife's office and that, but I don't know how to do it.
I got
but
it.
But I
what?
Get a friend to do it.
Sure. Well, I met Robin online.
Yep, he did.
Oh, no.
I did.
I'm doing pretty good. I just did that for a joke. You know?
Oh, I got it.
Season.
When you know when it happens? When you least expect it and you're not looking for it.
That's what they tell me.
That's true.
Yeah. But listen to this. They got Sadie Hawkins Day out still?
I don't know what time of year it is. I've heard of
it. It's February, I think.
Is it February? You only have to wait a few more months then, buddy.
Okay.
I always waited for that in school. I always thought that was fun.
Yeah. Sadie Hawkins Day, where the girl asked the guy out. Is that the way that works?
Yep. We always had a Sadie Hawkins Day dance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And they go chasing them through the woods.
Really? I thought that was a snipe hunt.
It used to be Little Abner.
Yeah, that was Little Abner. That's right.
Yep.
Sadie Hawkins Day is no, I'm wrong. Little Abner started it, and it was November 13th.
Okay.
I always thought it was February.
I'm going to get my running shoes on.
There you go.
I'd like to say something to all the people out there. Fly your flag. Show America's strength. Put a little sign on your fence or something of free speech. You know, like say what you feel, while we can still have our free speech.
I love it. I love when Daddy Cool tells us that. You know that?
That's right. Yep, exactly.
I wish there was a lot more pride. I really do.
Yeah, because I think we're in a terrible time. And I just pray. Prayer will do good.
No question.
It works. Like the football player from the Ravens. That we won that game last week.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
Well, we're wandering far afield here, buddy, so we appreciate the call.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Take it easy, Daddy Cool.
Take it easy, Daddy Cool. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Glad to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. You guys are running the show this morning.
I'll take Daddy Cool on the November 13th out to dinner.
You will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. You may not know what you're getting in for, babe.
That's all right.
You sure?
I said hi to you, didn't I?
Hmm? No habla. Mm-hmm. So, indeed. This is nuts because I've totally lost control and my mind at the same time.
Oh, you lost it about a half hour ago.
Yeah, I probably did. Yep, probably did. So, got to get back on track, right, babe? If we had some callers, that might be good.
That's not going to help you today.
No, you're sure not helping me today, that's for sure.
No, I came back to help and you, nope.
I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about you do the Clyde's commercial?
No, nope.
I'll go finish getting ready.
No, you're no.
No,
I want you to be late this morning.
I'm not going to be late. Not me. The A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. Made by Browning, comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo with a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver. It's ergonomically balanced, and it's a recoil-operated kinematic drive autoloader. The shotgun has a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. That's the A5 from Browning, and you can find that at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. You can also find the Maxis there. Also in Mossy Oak Camo, it's an auto loader that we call waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, the new power drive gas system reduces recoil for the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. Throw one to your shoulder and you'll see why it's called waterfowl hunting perfection. If you are a big gun gunner, the Gold Light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance, gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber composite stock with Mossy Oak Camo with 3 standard Invector choke tubes. See all these waterfowl shotguns at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all at your Browning hunting headquarters, Clyde Sports Shop. Open 7 days a week. 410-242-6108. Hearth America Backyard Billies on Kent Island knows fire. Are you looking for a backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet stove, gas stove, electric stove, or wood stove from Hearth America, Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Swing on over to Edgewater and visit Bay Country Crabbing Outdoors. Crabbing and Outdoors. That hunting department is filling up fast. See the Matthews and Hoyt compound bows and Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows. A large selection of arrows, broadheads, attractant scents, and even a new kind of camo that I've not seen before called Habit brand. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video shooting wall and have the deer, and they have deer corn too. The waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advanced Auto Parts. Did I mention they have a full line of firearms, too, from Gunrunner's Arsenal? I guess I didn't. But they have a full line of firearms from Gunrunner Arsenal in the store now at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, as well as freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your licenses for your discount. And don't forget, they have a full line of firearms, too, from Gunrunner Arsenal inside Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular Duck Dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. Test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5 with a $10 weekend pass. Youth 12 and under are free. Now, tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at www.DelmarvaOutdoorsExpo.com. And if you're a vendor, feel free to inquire. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. See you there.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Your kids lug around a backpack full of books.
So heavy.
You.
Where did I put my phone?
Just have to lug around your phone.
There it is.
A world full of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause mama tried.
All right, I think we have, might have room for one more caller if you're quick. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Want to get you in before the music starts, and we'd be glad to do that. Anybody on the line there, buddy? Not right now. Well, what do you think, Robin? Looks like we're going to go out without a final caller.
Sounds like it. As if I've been wheezing, I'm sorry. I've got allergies horrible. So I apologize to everybody.
It's all right, baby. It is all good. So, oh, mercy. I found a picture of one of our squirrels.
Come out to see us at Delmarva Expo today. See if we're still married. I'm coming up with some good ones today.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, my goodness. Well, we will be back next week if if I'm still alive.
Oh, you won't die.
You're going to make it. You're just going to extend the
misery.
Oh, I got you. Hey, Vern, I want to thank you for a great job this morning for monitoring the calls and keeping us straight here. We appreciate that. We have fun. We always have fun on the Outdoors and Radio Show.
And we always enjoy it when you're here with us. You are our next best producer.
Next best? What do you mean next best? They're equally as talented.
Oh, they're equally as talented. He's just the best backup we got. That's what I meant.
The only backup we got.
No, we've had some others.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
It's a compliment, Vern, okay?
Vern, great job. We appreciate it. We really do. And our listeners appreciate it, too, because when I can't focus or, you know, get out in the wind somewhere, you're right there to bring me back. So I appreciate it. Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, come out to the Delmarva Expo, and enjoy this beautiful weather, especially with your family.